How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Still in the studio, Dominic Ferriello. Hey, buddy.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Good, man. I feel like we've been hanging out a lot lately, and I like it.
We had a great time. Of course, Celebrity Cook-Off on Friday.
Yeah, I believe we showed what we were all about, and I proved Friday night that we won. We'll get to that in a second. In the building, the guy that put together the whole Celebrity Cook-Off, the guy that heads up the Voodoo Crew, that I am proud that I just signed my second year with the Voodoo Crew, the biggest, baddest group of zombie chefs at Gasparilla and the Knights of Santiago Parade and all the other crap that we do all year long to support local food banks and culinary scholarships and feeding people. Because, look, at the end of the day, I'm fat and I want you to be. I don't want anybody hungry. I just don't want it to happen. Eric Young's here. What's up, buddy?
How you doing, Johnny B? It's good to be here, man.
How was the crossover on Dom? I heard screaming and hollering and good times being had.
No. I came in to see my buddy, and all of a sudden, you know, there's
chaos.
Yeah, you know, you guys are accusing me of rigging this event, man.
No, you didn't rig it. Somebody else did, though. I don't know what happened. I don't know who was handling the voting cards on Friday night. Let's give people weren't listening Friday. We'll tell them how it went down. The Epicurean, they have a kitchen stadium there. They have events going on all the time. And we had the celebrity cook-off. And it was myself and Dom were part of the Bone Team. We called ourselves the Boners.
I came up with the name, by the way.
You did. We had our executive chef coach was one of the guys that I love more than anybody in the culinary game, Tim Keelick, from East Woodlands Country
East
Club.
East Woodlands Country Club.
East Lake Woodlands. I always fart that one up. And then Vinny, who I've seen around. And that guy was absolutely a ninja.
Like, Vinny can throw, man.
Man, he could throw down. He's like Italian. He's cool. He sings while he's cooking. I mean, the guy was good. So we had an all-star team. And we were up against Gail Gallardo and Lee Spann. And they had
Chef Mike Minch from Kaiser University, the
big,
director of culinary.
Big, adorable, bald guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he looked like me if I was a foot taller and successful. And then we were up against JP and the
superintendent of schools, Jeff Akins.
Yeah, your boss. Yeah.
My boss.
Yeah, Jeff. So, I mean, and look, I'm not saying it was rigged, but your boss won. And,
yeah. I didn't call anybody out. I just said we won. Legally.
Yeah.
But that is a good point.
Ah.
Your boss did win.
Ah.
So now the plot thickens. Thank you, Johnny B.
Hey, you know, I like to see,
Now, let's go back, because if you remember when I was announcing all the teams, I called it right out front. I've known JP longer than anyone else that competed. Jeff's my boss.
Mm.
I taught both of the crew members' kids. And their coach was my best friend. How could anybody think it was rigged?
I'm saying, you're not supporting the theory that I'm throwing out here.
The cards don't lie, though.
Yeah, the first, I don't know if, you being the best lawyer I know. To me, when it comes to corruption, there has to be a motive. There has to be a payoff for corruption to even exist. And I believe we have all the evidence sitting right in front of us, Dom.
I'll tell you what, it's tough to turn a blind eye to the facts here, Jeff.
Especially when you look at when I stole the voting cards.
Allegedly.
No, I borrowed them, right? And then I threw them away later.
They were in the trash. They were scrapped.
Wait,
at that point.
But I thought it was, didn't Dom throw the swerve for you to take the cards?
By the way, very, very. It's like we were doing this for years, like hustlers that just hang out in pool halls. Dom gives me a look. I already know what he means. He steps in front of you, distracts you with some talk about sauces or something.
Do you offer me a whiskey or something?
Oh, it's a system. It's a system.
Something. As he did it, like a big fat ninja, I slid in silent and woo, just got him, put him in my big ass pocket, slipped away. The evidence was in hand. Oh, by the way, phone lines are open. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Ryan Adams is here, and Anna Hummel feeling better is here.
Yes.
You look
so
good.
So much better. Thank you. I know you're not lying, because last night was rough.
I sent you home after an hour, because you looked like you were going to die right
here. Yeah, I felt like I was going to die.
Yeah.
But, thanks for not dying.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And then I was worried about you today. I was like, oh, man, I hope she's okay. And I text you. I go, you feeling okay? And you're like, yeah, way better. And then I turn on my radio. She's on, Drew. I'm like, yeah, I guess you are better. You're killing it. Drive time. Anyway, no, you sounded great, and I'm glad you look
went
better.
Went to the doc, feeling much better now.
I can't have you dying. So we came here Friday night. You guys got to go to the after party because you don't have a nighttime radio show that you are obligated to, which I'm very proud to have. Friday night, you guys go upstairs to the rooftop bar at the Epicurean, which is just awesome. I was having FOMO, fear of missing out. Hashtag full FOMO on that one. But I come here, and the first thing we do is I pull out the cards, and in no particular order, I didn't look at them. I pull them out of my pocket, and I start going through the scores, and 11 cards, we won 10 of them, and we tied
one.
We tied one. So 40 people in the stadium, I went through 25% of them that we won. At that point, I had a show to do. I had to go on. I had plenty of content. I assumed if the first 25%, it's a landslide, obviously we won.
So that's where I would like to now have the announcement made by you that Johnny and I and the Boners are the official winners.
Yeah.
And we can make that announcement right now.
That'd be nice.
We could make that announcement right now, but you guys do know who counted the votes, right?
No, I don't really think that matters at this point.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Let's go back and tell everybody how they were voted, okay?
Yeah.
So the votes were casted by the people who paid tickets to come watch the event.
Absolutely.
And thank you to all of them because, you know, it supports a great cause.
Absolutely.
And those votes, it was done that way because I know everybody. So your coach, Chef Tim Keeley.
Hell yeah.
Counted the votes and told me the ranking of the winners.
Look,
so let's get him on the phone.
Tim Keelick is a model. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. The guy is a model. Besides being a great chef, great dad, great husband, just a great guy. But I don't know if I trust his math. I don't know if that's his strong point. I don't know if counting, tickets is what he does.
He had a pocket abacus.
Yes,
and I was a little concerned about.
He's over there sliding balls back and forth,
and it didn't. I didn't sit well with that. I said, Johnny, I don't know about his math skills. His cooking's phenomenal. His cooking's phenomenal. And then all of a sudden, I see the superintendent looking at me. And he goes, that's not too bad of a spread, but we got this locked. I go, whoa, super, what are you talking about? Mm. Then he goes, I have to finish cooking.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But when he comes on the show, and I talked with him at the event, and I've invited him on the Ask the Dom show, and he said he would like to do that. We've got to coordinate that. I will ask him about Chefgate. Which has this been?
You know, I guess it's just going to have to stay out there.
Can we have a rematch down the line?
I would like to.
Yeah,
I would like to.
So we're going to have a rematch.
Yeah.
You know, I misrepresented to Dom on October 13th, Friday the 13th,
in a drunken stupor.
I am out at the Epicurean again, and the next time we're at the Epicurean will be just before Gasparilla when we're all out there at the biggest party in the nation.
I like it.
And we'll try to set it up for right before that. So if you guys are down for a January cook-off,
of course,
I will put it in the lock.
So that's a different event than on October the 13th.
October 13th is just a voodoo chef. Come hang out. We're going to cook a lot of dishes.
And that's at the Epicurean as well?
At the Epicurean.
Okay.
We're there about four times a year.
Gotcha. Okay.
If you love great food, if you love the culinary scene in Tampa, which, by the way, is badass, you got guys like Jeff Philbin is crushing it on Master Chef right now. He's a Tampa boy. You got our restaurant scene is ranked nationally. We have a badass culinary scene. And if you like hanging out with great people and doing great things for the community, Voodoo Chef, man, Voodoo Crew, tell people how they can be involved. It's not an invite only. You can get in. Anybody can be part of the crew.
Absolutely. Log on to www.voodoochef.com. Click on the Voodoo Crew link. Go under membership. Fill out your application. Our boy Chu will get in touch with you, and we'll go from there.
We have so much fun, man. Every event is such a blast. There's not one. I haven't met one person that's not like the coolest, nicest person in the crew. And we party. We're the only. We're the only float in Gasparilla that has a live band.
Live band, the Ragged Old Souls.
So good, man.
We're killing it. Yeah. Before you click that, hold
yes,
one second.
Gotcha.
I would like to read this because. I just want to make sure this is clear, and we will post this on the internet to keep Chef.
Not the internet. You have access to that.
The interweb. Here.
Everything there is true, by the way. Legally, everything there is
true. So, allegedly. Let's see. From Tim. I said, I hope you're listening, Tim. You got to get my back. And he says, I am pretty sure that's not what the vote card said. So,
We won. He's saying he counted wrong. Okay, look, he's a stand-up guy.
He's a stand-up guy.
He'll admit it was chaotic that night. It was food of flying and mangoes
craziness.
And pineapples and beefs and chickens and mahi-mahis.
My question to the chef is this. If you're going to have a cook-off, right? Predominantly everybody cooks or I thought would have cooked the same thing. And then you just cook it in a different way. So if the thing is going to be steak or if it's going to be a beef or chicken, all right, everyone has a different chicken dish. But everybody got different
protein stuff.
So we got fish. The school board had, I believe, the beef.
Beef, chicken.
And then Channel 8 had the chicken.
Yeah.
And then when someone says, look, we don't want any fish on our platter to sample,
yes,
because they don't like fish, that already took a vote away from us.
There was one person who said they didn't want fish, and when they saw your fish in front of them, they said, oh my God, no, I want this. That's probably one of the 11 votes that you're talking about.
As they should have.
But I would still like to contest the entire setup that, you know, we had different protein, and then that was not a traditional cook-off. You would have to, you know, make the same thing. Who made it better? It's like chili. You're going to have chili, and then you're going to go up against French onion soup.
Your bus just got bigger because you got Vinny and Tim on.
Oh, Vinny was the one that was handling the preparation of the fish.
These guys are awesome.
Who should we go to first? Should we go to Vinny before we go to the executive chef?
But they're on the boners, so they're certainly not going to side against
team boners.
Us. No. So they're not going to side against us.
Absolutely. Men.
I should have gone on the damn Mo show.
What?
Oh, no!
What? Joke, that's this Saturday. Joke. Tonight was at Ask the Dom. Let's go to Chef Vinny. What's up, buddy? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Thanks, Johnny. Good talking to you, man. How you doing?
You too, pal.
Hey, Vinny, has your application been vetted yet?
What?
it's going through HR validation right now.
That's the Russian collusion right there, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think it has to go through the school board first, Vinny, I think.
What a great night Friday was.
It was. Now, Vinny, let's just look at outside the box. Let's pretend you're not Vinny, right? You're one of the lucky folks, one of the great folks that paid to sit up there in the stadium, like your wife, like my girlfriend, like a lot of great people did, like Pumpkins did, got up there and actually got to enjoy this cook-off. Really, and honestly, who won that? Who won it? Who won it, Vinny? Team owners.
Silence says everything.
To be rightful to the event, even though it was different protein, the fish came out outstanding.
Yeah, it did.
Fish ain't easy. With the chutney you guys made.
Hell yeah.
Come on, man.
And that glaze, that tequila glaze you put on that fish. And anybody can cook a hamburger. Anybody.
Chefgate, I demand an investigation. I want an independent, Johnny.
Yes.
I want an independent prosecutor.
Hashtag Chefgate.
I would nominate maybe Mike Halta to come in.
Perfect.
To investigate this. I would also like to have an inquisition board.
Ooh.
And I would like Senate hearings.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Vinny, thanks a lot, buddy. I look forward to hanging out with you.
Definitely a rematch.
Oh, definitely, dude.
Definitely a rematch.
I'll cook with you any day of the week, man. Have a good night, buddy.
Well, you know what? I got that big grill, dog. We'll do it.
You know what he meant by grill. Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Go Team Booners.
Yeah, Team Booners. Oh, T-shirts being made for the rematch. Tim Kielik, did you really read the voting cards, or were you just being nice to the losers?
Johnny, let's be honest. That was 7 days ago. I can't be expected to keep track of that ball.
And Tim was at the after party and the after party with me.
There may have been some counting somewhere in there. I just couldn't tell you.
I think of the dozen or two times I've hung out with Tim, I don't think there's been a sober time yet, which is one of the reasons why I love him so much. No, you were, dude, I already had so much respect for what you do, but you are so good in that setting as a coach for a competition. You should do this kind of thing all the time, man, because you were on top of it. Like, we were kind of frantic for a second. You were like, settle down there, you bunch of jerks. And then you had us working like a fine-tuned machine, like we've been working in your kitchen forever.
We finished with 30 minutes.
Yeah, we had so much time.
So much time that we were the only team that passed out samples.
Yep.
To the audience, sure. As I was working the crowd, and yeah. I talked to each and every one of those members. There's no way we lost.
Yeah.
I talked to the voters. There's no way we lost.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was 50 to 60 people in that room. I want to know what happened to the rest of those votes.
I counted 11, and then I had a show to do, Tim, and I misplaced the rest of the cards.
And there we have it.
Yeah. It's Florida. Right, Hanging Chads.
It was a heck of a lot of fun, and no matter what the card said, you know, a portion of all those ticket sales go into the Voodoo Chef Foundation.
Yep.
A portion from everything sold Voodoo product-wise goes into the Voodoo Chef Foundation, and we give out tons of money in college scholarships to kids that want and need post-secondary education. So regardless of what the number of votes said, we packed that house.
Yeah.
We sold some product.
Hell
and
yeah.
That's what really counts.
Absolutely. Chef said it best at the beginning. The real winner is the foundation. And, of course, we're only talking smack because we want a rematch so we can raise some more money for the Voodoo Chef Foundation.
You got that. Let
you
me.
Better,
yeah,
you
I gotta,
better ask me back.
Hell yeah.
All day long, Tim. And I got to commend Tim. You know, Tim goes above and beyond everything we do.
Yeah.
As the chef of Eastlake Woodlands Country Club, he stepped up and he's supporting one of our Hope events.
Yeah.
And he has adopted the event that we do at Van Buren Middle School where we go in. We set up some academic incentive programs, and the students who live up to those expectations get to come in and experience a Voodoo Chef meal.
Let me know, too, because I don't know if you knew this or not. I went to Van Buren.
Well, you know, the principal out there, Ovette Wilson, he has us in. We graciously set up this program.
Good guy.
Try to motivate those students, and then we go in, and we're going to drop 80 meals on them.
Good.
Thanks to Eastlake Woodlands Country Club. Thanks, Tim.
Tim, you're the man.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. It's such a great, great event to be a part of, and our Hope event we did last year and all this cool stuff, man. I'm just proud to be a part of it.
Hell yeah, dude. Thanks a lot, buddy. We'll see you soon.
All right, Johnny. Looking forward to it. Go yep. Team Boners.
Yeah, we won.
Team Boners!
You heard him. He didn't say we lost.
I'm telling you, I understand the charity one, but I still want I still want investigation. I know everybody feels good.
I know.
I still want investigation. That's just the lawyer in me. I'm sorry.
That's why I want you here. Chef, tell everybody what's coming up. I know you got some new products coming out. I want to pump that up.
So much coming up. After the break, we're going to get some food out here. We're
okay.
Going to taste brand new product from Voodoo Chef. I want my friends to taste it first.
We're going
to
do it.
We brought it here.
He hid it in the other room because he knew if he brought it in early, Mo would eat half of it.
It
so.
Would just be gone.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no, was that hot sauce? Oh, thank you so much, bitch. We're going to bring it in here in a second. He's on the road right now going, I hate you, you fat son of a bitch. I hate you so much.
Well, when he crashes, you can find him easily. He's got that bright yellow truck.
Just hitting his train horn from in the river.
Oh, he's the best. He's the best. Hey, Kat, where are you? I can see the yellow Jeep. Don't worry, I can find you, Kat.
Oh, damn it.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.